Republicans in the House can only afford to lose 21 Republican votes if they want their health care bill to pass, and conservatives have been raising objections. One of them is Virginia Congressman Tom Garrett, who is a member of the House Freedom Caucus. He joins us on Skype. Congressman, welcome.
Jeremy, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And are you ready to vote for this bill, this American Health Care Act?
Not as it stands, but we're looking to find something we can vote for.
What is it that you would want changed?
Well, right now you've got essentially the rewarding of states who've exercised reckless policy as it related to Medicaid expansion to the detriment of states who've exercised fiscal restraint. You also have a massive entitlement program, the largest ever created on the watch of Republicans. And so those two items in and of themselves are showstoppers. There are some items in there that we're fond of. We like the expansion of access to HSAs.
Health savings lip service.
Correct. And there's some lip service towards being able to shop across state lines. I will say that there are a lot of bills that are not in this sort of omnibus package. So beyond just this package, there's a lot going on.
But if you were to make the kind of changes that you're talking about, wouldn't it lead to basically a lot less people being covered with health insurance in this country?
Not if we do this as comprehensively as we're trying to do it. Our office has a proposal that would take the individual mandate, shift it to a provider incentive, take the entire high-risk pre-existing condition pool, go to our hospitals, our healthcare providers, and say we have a national interest in insuring these folks. You guys provide care. To the extent that you provide care for them, we'll let you deduct that from your back-end federal taxes. So there are plans out there to address everything. What we want to do is do it in a free market manner without creating an entitlement.
When you say hospitals will provide care and you'll reimburse them later, does that mean people would just go to the emergency room as they used to?
No, not at all. Although I will tell you that the Affordable Care Act paradigm is a false paradigm. It's an Affordable Coverage Act, and it's not affordable. This just allows folks to say, hey, we're in the high-risk pool, and then essentially register with a provider, be it someone, whatever local source can provide the care they need, and then incense the provider to provide that coverage. It's, again, the closest thing to a free market solution you'll find. And it pulls the entire normal risk pool out immediately, then reducing premiums and deductibles. So there are a lot of moving parts here. It's tough to do your job. It really is. I mean that sincerely, because there's so many things to track. But I'm on the Education and Workforce Committee, and just the other day, we had three standalone health care bills that came out of committee that weren't part of the Ryan package. So again, the totality of this will not be done in one bill for a couple reasons, one of which is what we can get on the Senate side.
Well, do you think that your party is rushing this through?
You know, we've said that this is too important to rush through before. There's a little bit of irony in that it was Republicans who lamented the we must pass the bill to find out what's in it. And I don't want to repeat that failure. Secretly and behind closed doors, a lot of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle can point to lots of things they'd like to see change in the Affordable Care Act, but it's not politically expedient to sort of help in seeking those out. So the deliberate process is a good thing, and so I think we will take some time on it. It doesn't need to be years, but it probably ought to be months. And I know that the American public is anxious, as are we. But let's get it right this time.
Do you think it is possible, Congressman, that people like you will oppose this bill and nothing will get passed and you'll end up with Obamacare?
Well, I suppose it's conceivable. I mean, if I were to write off any possibility on the front end, then that would eliminate any ability to negotiate on the back end. But what we know is the system is broken. It's in a death spiral. It's unsustainable. So we can't do nothing. But you don't start your negotiation by saying your final position. That's not the nature of the process.
Have you heard from President Trump yet? Has he tried to sway you on this?
Sure. I'll tell you what. Here's what I believe as it relates to what we've heard from the president. He's not married to a plan. He's married to results. And I think he understands the nature of negotiation. I think he wants to ensure that the final product is better for the American people, provides more care at a more reasonable cost, that we bend the cost curve down. And I don't candidly think he's caught up in the minutia. So certainly there have been some tweets. I think there was one about this wonderful plan. Everything that we get is that he's wide open to negotiation and understands that's part of the process.
So he's not pressuring you right now?
Well, look, there's a lot of pressure to get a plan. I'm not going to succumb to it until we get a plan that I think fits within the fiscal constraints that we find ourselves facing and improves the system and improves access to care. I don't think those things are at any level mutually exclusive.
So the criticisms that you've been bringing up are very different from the criticisms that a lot of Democrats have of this bill. They want universal health care, many of them. What do you think about that? Is it possible to get universal health care in this country?
Well, I think we have it at some level because the indigent care system by law requires that people receive care. That's not how we want to do this. That's inherently inefficient and costly. We talked a lot about universal health care in 2009 and 2010. I think most Americans thought Obamacare was going to be universal health care. So what we're trying to do is create a circumstance where people go, hey, this is in my interest whether I end up needing health care in the immediate term or not. That's what a health savings account does. That's what good markets do. That's what isolating that high-risk pre-existing condition pool and creating an out-of-the-box solution for their care does. That's kind of the angle I'm coming from. You know, the funny thing is the argument early was Republicans have no plan. That was never true. We had lots of plans. We had no consensus. And so now we're working for a consensus.
That's Virginia Congressman Tom Garrett, a Republican and a member of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, thanks.
God bless you, Jeremy, and have a great day. Thanks for having us.